everyone, and welcome to Psychic Sandbox, live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Lee Cock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox radio show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experiences on the air. Get psychic mediumship readings or win prizes. If you would like a free one-question reading today, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push 1 to be put into the queue. And now I give you your wonderful host, Cindy Leacock.
Hi, and welcome to the Psychic Sandbox today. I'm going to be doing something different. I am going to do one question readings and also some past life readings if you ask for one when you call in the last half of the show. So everyone's going to want to stick around for all that fun. And I will also always tell you about a major soul life lesson in this life when you call in. So from now on, I'll do a past life reading if you ask when you call into the show. So I am going to talk about past lives today, just briefly. So if you, again, would like a reading today, please call our phone number, 646-378-0378. Again, my name is Cindy Leacock, and I'm your radio host today. I'm a psychic medium, and I've been doing oracle and psychic reading since 1973. And if you would like a full reading from me, please go to my website and book your reading. My website is www.cindyleacock.com. And Cindy Leacock is spelled C-I-N-D-I-L-E-A-C-O-C-K. So I'm looking forward to sharing our experiences today. As you know, I love to hear people's psychic experiences when they've tried a method I've taught on the show. So if a listener calls in today and has an experience to share from one of the psychic methods I've taught here and shares it with me online, today they'll win a prize. And usually we either give away a fidget spinner or a free $50 reading from me. And today we're giving away the $50 reading. So if you have tried one of the methods and you have a psychic experience to share, please call in. Our phone number is 646-378-0378. So I'm going to give you an example of an experience that I had, and I want to share this with you because you may have been doing some psychic methods and had an experience later in the week or later, 2 weeks later. I'll give you this example. Excuse me. I was chanting, I was meditating, I was repeating mantras every day during this period of time in my life, and I was stopped at a red light in a busy, you know, the busiest campus area, and I was at the corner of Packard and Hill, for those of you who know Ann Arbor, and suddenly I had this blinding experience of how the whole world is projecting from me, and I had this understanding of how everything is created. It was just instant, and everything is one, with a capital O. We're all one. And I came back to my regular self, and the light turned green, and I just went on my way home. I was just dumbfounded. I was like, why would I get an experience like that in the middle of traffic while waiting for a red light? And every time I go back through that intersection, I always think of that experience. It's really neat. So I'm just saying that to tell you that when you take one step forward towards spirit and your psychic practices, spirit will take 100 steps back toward you. So let's get started. It's time to play in the Psychic Sandbox. This is an hour just for you. This is a recess time from all of our challenges in life right now. So this Psychic Sandbox is our metaphor. The box represents the radio show and our listeners and our time together. The sand represents this golden, white, sparkly, infinite, divine energy. And just as there is endless sand on the beach for everyone, or endless sand that we can put in the sandbox, infinite amount of divine light for you to take in and do with what you want. So on the show, we use that in our own way to try different psychic methods. So the Psychic Sandbox Radio Show gives you the chance to bring in the divine light to your chakras or your energy centers, also the same thing, and then try these easy psychic methods that anybody can do. So if you are new to using ways of invocation that bring in divine energy and also psychic methods, and even if you are not, you are in for a real treat today. But before we go into invoking divine light, I'm going to teach you two prayers of protection. Prayers of protection are crucial for psychic mediums. We do them before and after we read for people. We do them. Some people do them when they get up in the morning and do them before they go to bed at night. And I am really delighted and happy to introduce to you the five angels that protect and heal all of our listeners, past, present, and future, as well as Courtney, our producer, and me. When I ask these five Psychic Sandbox angels for an image to give you so that you would connect with them today, and just imagine this now, we have five beautiful angels over our heads, and they are putting red rose petals all around us. And they want you to know that you may always call on the Psychic Sandbox angels for anything, because from now on you are under their protection. But I want you to speak to them out loud so you know and they know that you are really asking for something and it's real. There's so much going on in your head and the turmoil on earth. We want a really strong, good connection with these angels. They love to help us. Love, love, love to help us like a newborn mother. They love to love us and they love gratitude. So after they've helped us, if we can thank them. And we in the sandbox are their innocent spiritual children. And so it's just perfect that they are taking care of us. So this information about how to speak to angels came from the book Medical Medium by Anthony Williams. And I want you to put a pin in that. Medical Medium by Anthony Williams, because I'm going to talk about it more later and I'll probably be talking about it every single show for a while. So I'm going to start with the morning prayer of protection for all of us right now. I ask the archangels and the sandbox angels and my guides and yours for 100% white light to surround us in a seamless bubble of divine white light. So this bubble protects us throughout our day and allows energy that is good for my soul's highest and best good to come through. May everything that I say and do come from unconditional love. So be it. It is done. Thank you, Spirit. And so tonight, here's a prayer of releasement. We ask the archangels, the sandbox angels, our spirit guides of 100% white light, to remove and release any and all toxic, negative, or unhealthy energy that is attached or inside of us, and to remove it from our bodies immediately and to return it to where it came. Please replace it with sparkling, vibrant, white light of the divine. Thank you. And also, I put pictures of the sandbox angels on our Tumblr blog. So, today, we are going to start with a location of divine love. Now that we have done the prayer of protection, so we are now protected from bringing in any negative energy in our psychic methods. So today we're going to go to Canada for our invocations. We've been to Hawaii, we've been to Spain, we've been to Israel, we've been, I can't even remember where else. And today we're going to Canada. So Eckhart Tolle is the spiritual teacher many, many, many people are familiar with from the Oprah Winfrey Show. He's got books out. He is just a wonderful teacher. And he is free of his ego and talks about that in his book. And he always is teaching that your task is not to search for love, but to find a portal through which love can enter. And so we know that we are invoking divine love. So what we need are portals that draw in that endless divine light. So he focuses us on staying in the present moment where divine light exists, keeping the illumination so you can detach yourselves from your thoughts. Just watch your thoughts, he says. Instead of fighting the darkness, keep bringing in the light. So don't fight. When you're upset, don't fight it. Just start praying. Just start bringing in the light. Pray to angels. Pray to God. Pray to whoever you believe can bring light to you and open yourself to the light. So what he wants us to realize, and this is his quote, realize deeply that the present moment is all you ever have. So I'm going to say this again. Realize deeply that the present moment is all you ever had. So for our psychic method today, I am going to reinforce this by teaching you a very powerful method. And it will give you a really exciting experience that I'm sure you've never had before. So I would like everybody to close their eyes. If you're in a safe place to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now I want you to imagine back to when you were hearing the music or hear the first time you heard anything on this radio show. Go back to that moment and remember, where were you? What did you hear? What were you seeing? How did you feel? And get your memory really clear about that experience when you very first heard the radio show this morning or this afternoon. Okay? Now I want you to go into the future. And I want you to imagine when the radio show is over or when you're about to leave the radio show, turning it off and going to do whatever it is you'll do next. So whatever you're planning to do next, imagine that. Imagine where you are. Imagine who's around you. If you have a dog, imagine the dog. Imagine anything and everything that you can think of. Sounds, smells, whatever will be happening in the future. And have that really strongly in your mind, okay? So now I want you to hold the two memories, all right? The past and the future, okay? Now I want you to open your eyes. Open your eyes, and I want you to notice the difference in the quality of what you are seeing. And the difference is in the now, it's lit up. Right now, you can see everything illumined with light. Right now is a different moment than when I had you open your eyes. And right now, you can see the moment lit up with light. But you can't even see the moment that was lit up with light 5 seconds ago because we are moving on a timeline that is like a piece of film moving across the light of a film projector. And the light in the film projector is the light. It is the divine light. It is the divine energy. And in the present moment, if you've ever wondered where the light is, you're in it right now. This is the light. This is the illuminated moment. And this is all we really ever have. We don't know if we'll exist in the next moment. We don't know if the past has, you know, completely disintegrated. I mean, there's no past. It's gone. There's no molecular structure left. There's nothing of the past left. It has disintegrated like ashes. There is no past. All you have is this present moment. And so when you go to do your psychic exercises, put yourself in this present moment and invoke the light of this illumination. So stay in the present moment and you will stay in the light. So that is the psychic method for today, and that's just where I want you to sit in the present moment when you are about to embark on either opening your eye chakra there, the third eye, or if you're opening your heart chakra, I want you right now in the light, drawing in divine white light energy into those centers. And last week we talked about how Teresa of Avila always pulled in light to her heart center by having some pictures or a thought about something that she loved dearly, and she was just constantly holding that love in her heart in every moment of light. So your homework for this week is to keep bringing yourself back to the awareness that you only exist in the illumined moment, in this moment. When you find yourself going into the past is ashes, it's gone. When you find yourself daydreaming about the future, forget about it. You may never get there. Just stay in the moment and keep drawing in the light, into the divine light. So I had a great find this week, and I can't wait to share this with you. I have been teaching psychic methods, as we talked about, and this is number 7 that we did today, staying in the light. And I found on Amazon.com this box of cards. It's a 90-day plan for building your psychic skills. And I ordered it because I thought this is a perfect method for anyone who's working on their beginning certificate, their beginning psychic certificate from the show, to get these cards and every day pull out a card, or, you know, work on your card for 3 days if you want to. It doesn't matter if you do it every day. And you will build up your psychic skills. And the card on the top really confirmed for me that this is for our show, because it says, pretending is how we learned as children. Pretending is a good way to develop your psychic sense. Because pretending uses the imagination. The psychic sense is a function of imagination. Now, we've talked about this several times on the show, and so we want to really emphasize that sometimes when we don't get what we want in our meditation on our third eye, we pretend to see it first. Pretend to see it. And oftentimes you actually are seeing it, because what your subconscious mind did was slap it up into on the screen of your third eye for you. So the take down this information if you would like to get this box of psychic skills. It's a really cool box. It's gold. When it has a little, you know, satin tab. It has, when you open it, it's like a little treasure chest. It is such a great little item. I am so glad I got it. And I'll be the guinea pig. I'll start working on it, and I'll let you know how it's going. Because as mediums and psychics, we are always, always, every day learning something, practicing. We have to keep up our skills, just like a concert pianist. It's very important that we learn a different trigger, because what we're doing is we're learning how to trigger different frequencies in our brain, or in our subtle body, I should say. And just that one little, you know, idea that you might read on a card might be just your key. You go, oh my gosh, that's how you do it. And you sit down and it works. So we're always learning, and I hope that you will take the time to practice and learn. So let me go back to Medical Medium by Anthony Williams, and I want you to put a pin in this book. The Medical Medium by Anthony Williams is written by a psychic medium who began learning with spirit when he was 4 years old. From the time that he was 4 years old, this spirit talked to him almost nonstop, teaching him how to scan people's bodies and find out what they were sick with. And so when he was 4, the guide told him to go over to his grandmother, who was sitting at the kitchen table, and put his hand, you know, right there, high up on her chest. And he said, you know, lung cancer. And the little boy, Anthony Williams, didn't even know what lung cancer meant. But the guide said to say, Grandma has lung cancer. To everyone in the family, they didn't even know he knew how to say this. And she went to she made a doctor's appointment, and yes, she did have lung cancer. And from then on, the guide would tell him, you know, every single classmate, every single teacher, he had him go to cemeteries and stand on top of the grave and have him tell him how the person in the grave died. He went on like this for years. He had the best training for a medical medium of anyone I've ever heard of. He is on par with Edgar Cayce in his ability to diagnose and help people with illnesses. He came out with this book in order to help us to understand something that science is not going to discover for maybe 30 years. And because it's affecting so many people, out of compassion, he wrote this book. And there's several pieces of information about different viruses that are around. But the most important thing that he said in there that I want everybody to know, in case you have one of these things or someone you know has it, that the Epstein-Barr virus that causes mononucleosis, there are 60 different types of Epstein-Barr virus, 60. And our scientists have only discovered one. And they haven't discovered that Epstein-Barr virus has stages like syphilis. So at stage 1, you get mono when you have Epstein-Barr, you know, let's say it's A. At, you know, Epstein-Barr A, third step, you've got a thyroid issue. And then it moves on to rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is actually, according to Anthony Williams, an Epstein-Barr virus fifth stage. So these are the types of diseases that have been diagnosed in people that are actually having Epstein-Barr viruses reactions and are sick with Epstein-Barr. And I'll just read them off to you. Chronic fatigue syndrome, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, dementia, colitis, rheumatoid arthritis. Now, the reason I'm saying these is because there is this misunderstanding in medicine right now that there are things called autoimmune diseases. And Anthony Williams' spirit emphasizes over and over and over that the body never attacks itself, never. The body never attacks itself. It is always attacking a virus or some pathogen. And so his book, again, from, you know, Anthony Williams' book, Medical Medium, has all this information, and you can completely recover from all these things with his recommendations. And he also has a website. If you want to go there first to see what you think, he has a Facebook page. But I just, you know, I so encourage anybody that has any of these problems. I have a dear friend with colitis and rheumatoid arthritis. She had severe mononucleosis when she was a child. It lasted for a year. So when I told her about this, she was ecstatic because her doctor just told her that this was going to progress and she could never heal. So I'll talk about that more in the future because it's just such important information to get out there. And of course it came from spirit. And so that makes it hard for people to believe. But sometimes when you see the evidence and you see it in yourself, it makes it easier to believe. So, before I start to take readings, I'm going to talk a little bit about past lives. So, there's a lot of evidence for past lives, and the most famous person who collected the evidence was Ian Stevenson, MD. And he gave us the most reliable information in his book, Children Who Remember Past Lives. I was trained in hypnotherapy when I was a counselor, and my sister called me one night and said that she's been having horrible nightmares, and she thought they were about Nazi Germany. And so I went, you know, into my thinking about how to deal with this and realized that I could, you know, try hypnotherapy on her and see if this, you know, would stop the nightmares. So she describes, you know, being a little boy and she is hiding in a box. And she says, you know, there's soldiers. I'm a little boy. I'm in a box. There's soldiers. He's hiding under a box. You know, his mother is taken away. Then he's taken away. And as he goes through the experience of the past life, he tells me that he is Polish and Jewish. And so he is taken to one of the extermination camps. And because of the history of it, I know that it was Treblinka. And he describes starving to death. And as he was starving to death, he looked out over the whole camp and thought, I wish I could help everyone here. So there's two things to this story. Well, three. First of all, he knew the little boy's name. And when she visited me here, we went up to Birmingham, Michigan, where there's a Holocaust museum. And my sister wrote his name in the guest book. If that doesn't give you chills. And then the second thing was that he had his head shaved when he arrived at Treblinka. And my sister and I used to share a bed, you know, like little girls do. And when my sister was maybe two or three, she got her first haircut. She cried almost the entire night. She was inconsolable. Getting her hair cut was the most traumatic thing, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And the other thing about it is all of her nightmares stopped. She stopped having these nightmares because she was able to look at what happened. So the Warsaw Uprising happened in July of 1942. There was a mass deportation of the Warsaw Ghetto inhabitants, and in 52 days, they moved 300,000 people by freight train to the Treblinka extermination camp. And my sister was one of the people that was in that, on one of those trains. And out of that experience, when she moved to her town, it was a very small rural town, and they had no way to take care of all the loose dogs and cats. And so working with other people in the town over years and years, my sister, with calendar sales and participation in parades and spaghetti dinners, raised enough money to start a humane society. And by the time they were ready to, he donated the land for a building for the Humane Society. And my sister used to drive animals all over the state of Illinois to new owners because in her heart she found something where she could help somebody. She finally found a way to bring love to people and animals that were suffering. So I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to start the readings, and I'm going to say we're ending that on a happy note, that what she learned in that lifetime, she carried over, and it was a wonderful thing that benefited how many thousands of people we don't even know. So here we go with our readings.
Awesome. Up first, we have Rose, and Rose is calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
I want to ask you first if you have tried any of the psychic methods on the show.
What do you mean by that?
So, are you a first-time listener?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then you wouldn't have done that. Okay, because I just wanted to know if you were up for a prize. So what question do you have for me today, Rose?
I want to know regarding Evan. Will I be hearing from him or what's going on with him?
Will you be hearing from Evan? Okay. And who is Evan in relationship to you?
He's a friend of mine.
Okay, a friend. I just wondered if he was one of your children. Okay, so I need to have you give me a little bit of information. So would you please just repeat your first and middle name for me twice?
Oh, my first name is Rose. I don't have a middle name.
That's fine.
Rose.
And now if you could just give me just the day and the month you were born, not the year, just the day and the month.
December 10.
Okay, great. All right. So the first thing I always do when I start out a reading, as I mentioned, is I always go to our soul contract or our life lesson. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about something that comes up for you over and over and over again in your life. And something that you're just learning when to do this and when not to do this. By being given this challenge over and over and over, you're learning, oh, I don't do it now, I do it now. And so to, you know, act very speedily in a situation like, no, I got to do something right now about that. Or when to stand back and not do anything. So it could be through, you know, like bold communication, like you're blunt and you just speak out about that's not right. Or you bring up an optimistic side of something. Or you know when to just stay quiet, that it can't affect the situation in a good way for you to say something. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So that will be coming up through your whole life. And it's just so that by the end of life, you will be able to, you will have learned, it will be so deeply imprinted that in your next life, you will absolutely have that as one of your deep skills. Okay, so let me look at you and Evan. So let me just take a look at your aura here for a minute. Okay. Okay. What I see, let me just talk about you a little bit. What I see in your aura right now is that you have a very strong will for something to happen with you and Evan. More than usual. I mean, you really want this. This is, it's showing up as being a little unbalanced, like it's upsetting you almost to the point where it's distracting, kind of. And so then let me just take a look at, yeah, okay. So I also see that probably the imbalance from this was something that broke your heart. It just fell apart. You know, it caused you to kind of go into a trauma shock with another person. And so this situation with Evan is, you know, means more to you than it might have otherwise. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry. The tragedy really, it looks very, very sad. Okay, so let me just look at this, just the situation for just one more minute before I look at Evan, okay? Just for you, just about
mm-hmm.
you and how you can heal, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm seeing is building a brick wall of trust. So one of the things that you can do to build your trust back is to watch the sunrise and the sunset. You need to find something that will absolutely happen without fail. The moon will come up in the sky at night, or watch sunrise, or watch the sun go down, or watch, you know, waves lap up on a large lake or a beach. You need to really heal. You're really, really vulnerable. And so, you know, we're building up, getting back your, you know, taking up love energy into your being, you know, re-fertilizing yourself, kind of, you know, letting the old fall off and, you know, bringing on a new bloom, okay? So then we go over to Evan. Okay, let me just see, take a look at Evan. Okay. Okay. Okay, the very first thing that I'm getting about Evan is him putting his thumbs in his belt. And so for some reason, he's emphasizing his belt. Does that make sense to you in any regard?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Does he wear a belt?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay. So I think that this may be symbolic. Would a money belt make sense to you?
No.
That he has money?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out here what I'm being shown and why. Okay. So putting your thumbs in your belt is kind of like, you know, I have a lot of self-confidence. That's another thing that we could be looking at here. How is that for you? Does that work? Does he grow self-confident?
He's not too self-confident, no.
Okay, well, we are going to move on to another aspect of Evan. All right, let's see what else I get. Okay, I see that as a person, he's really growing a lot right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Uh-huh, okay. All right, let me just look at the relationship with you and him. Okay, what I see in the future is that you have a romantic relationship. And the image that I got was you and Evan in a tank, like where you're a mermaid and he's a guy that is just enamored with you. And so I think the water represents the romance and the love and just the peace and the gentleness and the quiet. So I definitely see a romance with you and Evan in the future.
Okay, so I will be hearing from him then.
Yes. That was the question.
Yes.
Back to the question, Cindy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. You're welcome, hon.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Awesome. Up next, we have Eileen calling from Florida. Welcome to the show, Eileen.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to have been picked. Appreciate it.
So, hi, Eileen.
Hi. Yes. Nice to see you first time, Cindy.
Thank you. So what have you got for me today?
So I want to know, I've been really healthy my whole life. And I'm older than I sound. And the past 3 years, I've been going through a lot of stuff. Actually, yeah, since 2015. Anyway, I'm at a place now, and I want to know if there's a past life that has created these changes in my physical body, because I'm a vegan. I changed my diet in 1972. I look 40. I behave like I'm 30, and I'm 66.
Okay, so let's take a look at your past life for me. Okay, let me just see. Oh, first of all, Eileen, say your name for me twice.
Eileen Merrill. Eileen Merrill, and I'm born June 28.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to tell you what happened to me, but should I?
No. No,
okay.
You don't have to.
Okay.
So, June 28th, let me just quickly give you your soul contract, because this may help you. It may shed some light on what's happening in this situation with your body. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, in your soul, you've agreed to, when you're around somebody or around a group of people, what you're wanting to do is to either resist bad influences or to know when it's a good influence and to take that in and accept, you know, what's going on, what's helping, the direction they're taking. So if you were, let's say you were challenged in Congress right now, and you were chosen to, you know, you for some reason had to pick sides, you know, you would be a person that would be challenged, you know, what's a good influence, what's a bad influence. So that's, you know, the ultimate kind of pressure you would feel. But you could also just feel it from a boyfriend, a husband, you know, a mother, a father, you know, having to determine what was good and what was bad. Does that make sense to you?
I don't think I understand all of that. I seem to come to help a lot of friends of mine, and I'm an independent entrepreneur. So I feel like most of the time I'm an observer. I try to be an observer, stand back and watch the world go by around me and do my thing, do which I came here to do. Because I'm very focused on what I do, and I reach the masses.
Okay. All right. So let me just look at the health problems and the past life question.
Yeah. Is it genetic, or is it something that I'm doing, or?
Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is like vines crawling up a brick wall. So what I would take that to mean is it has something to do with your nervous system. Is that right?
I feel bubbly inside all the time.
Okay.
Like anxious. It's weird.
Yes.
Anxiety.
Okay, so that's your,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
My
that's
nervous,
your nervous system. Yep. Okay, so we've got something going on with the nervous system. Okay, let me just see what else I can get here about the nervous system. Okay, immediately heard from Spirit B12. Are you taking B12 vitamins already?
No. I'm
okay.
I eat it in chlorella, but maybe I need more.
Yeah, I would take a B12 supplement. Okay, let me just get out what else here. Okay, so they're showing me in general that you have a mineral deficiency, and the leaves are falling off the ivy that I'm seeing crawling up the wall, and so you're not getting enough nutrients of some kind of mineral. And so I would also take a mineral supplement if you're not already doing that.
Well, I eat magnesium every day. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just, because they're not pointing out, like sometimes I'll get the word magnesium or I'll get, you know, specifics. Right now I'm getting
liquid minerals. I take liquid
minerals.
Okay,
good. You might want to take a little more. Just take a little more.
Okay.
And see if
all
that
right.
helps. Okay,
I'll
but definitely it. The B12. Yeah.
Okay,
now let me look at the past life. Okay, hang on just a second. Okay, first of all, I see that you have psychic abilities. Okay, I see you in Russia. Probably, okay, like 1800s is what I'm getting. 1800s Russia. Being freezing cold. Okay. You have a tremendous fear of being cold.
Again.
I see you. You do?
I don't like
being
cold.
Do you still? Yeah.
No,
okay.
I live in South Florida, so I go to the tropics.
Yes. You're not living in Siberia.
No. No.
Good thinking. Okay, so let me just go there into the past life here, and let me see how that is related to your anxiety right now, okay? Oh, okay, you froze to death. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You froze to death. And this is related to your feeling older now. And not that you're afraid of dying necessarily, but it's a, like an unconscious thing from your past life that you don't want that to happen again. It was so horrible. And so that's how it's connected. It is connected to your age, that you're getting older, that you're more aware that you're older. I mean, you probably just started getting Social Security. I don't know. But dates, these days that we have, like we turn 65 or we turn 66, it kind of in the unconscious stirs up, you know, what's coming, what's ahead for me, and,
well,
you know.
I have to tell you, Cindy, no, I'm not afraid of any of that because I've already seen the light and I've been on the other side. So I have no worries or, you know, fear of death or anything of that sort. So I'm enjoying my life. I know I have a lot of time ahead. I have a lot of work still to do. And I dress appropriately now. I have clothes for every degree, you know, temperature-wise.
That's
so
cool.
When I travel to Germany, I'm prepared. When I'm traveling to the Caribbean, I'm prepared. So I've learned about that. I've learned how to take care of myself. But I could relate to the mineral deficiencies and the B12 supplement. You know, once in a while I eat eggs, but I guess that's not enough. You don't need a lot of that stuff. You just need a minimal amount, you know, microscopic.
Right. No, being vegan is the way to go, absolutely. In this period of time, we shouldn't be eating anything from an animal.
No.
Okay, so let me just go back and talk to you a little bit about the body, okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
the body itself holds memories, and
yes,
your body is holding this memory of freezing to death.
Anything
and your
else?
Body, let me look.
Did I starve to death too?
I'd have to look at another life. Let me just go back to this life because this is directly related to your anxiety.
Did I have family? Was I with brothers and sisters? Did I have a father? I mean, what was my,
yeah.
I was by myself.
You have a father, and you're living, like I can see you, in a wooden bench, and there's no fire. You're out of fuel for the fire.
Okay.
The only person I see there is your father.
Okay.
Yeah. But for some reason, this memory is the root of this anxiety. And you know, I hear that you've been on the other side, and I totally understand that you're not afraid of death itself. On a psychic level, you're very psychic. I can get, you know, your aura is just solid purple. but the body has a completely different feeling. So anyway, that's just for you to put in your hat and see what happens. But
I don't have diabetes or anything like that, right?
I didn't see that at all.
Oh, good. But because I got blood pressure problems a year and a half ago, all of a sudden, I'm going, where does that come from?
Yeah, okay. Blood pressure. Okay, so I got from Spirit that this is the exact same thing as the anxiety. Okay, there's a core, and I haven't gotten to it yet. There's a core issue. But that's something that is really, you know, spiking your blood pressure, making you anxious.
Okay.
I'm going to try and see if I can see what it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Spirit told me it's something about your money.
No, I have plenty of money.
doesn't have to do with how much money. It's something else about your money.
Well, I'm the one who supports myself and always has.
So
I have to, I'm an artist, so I've been trying to get into a couple of shows, so I have, I'm just going for it. It's my time. I know it. I feel it. God's telling me, do it now because it's time. So I'm doing that, and then I'm collecting money that people owe me, and I'm seeing, you know, I have money. I'm paying this bill today, and then next month the next bill will come in, and God will always provide. So I have total faith. You know, I have total faith. I understand the way the universe works, and I trust, and
right.
I've always done that my whole life.
Annalena, I'm going to have to take another caller, but it's been fantastic talking to you.
And,
thank you so much for calling.
I want to validate the thing with Russia, okay? And I'm going to look into talking to you further.
Okay, that's great. Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Up next, we have Sharon, and Sharon's calling from Nebraska. Cindy, I just want to let you know that we are getting a little short on time, okay?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Sharon, have you ever listened to the show before?
You know, I have, but it's been a long time. It's really been a long time.
Okay.
Probably last year.
Well, what question do you have for me today?
Oh, I was just hoping that anything you could break through mediumship-wise or to try to let me know who's around, my family in heaven, or
you know,
what's
Sharon,
going
I don't
on
do
me.
I don't do mediumship over the air because it takes a lot longer, and I don't want to shortchange you. But you can sign up for a reading on my website at www.cindyleacock.com.
Well,
did
you
get
you
that?
Help me, you know, at least, yeah. Could you help me with my looking at my finances and what's happening?
Sure. Let me just grab that one. We'll just have a little
Thank
bit
you.
Of time to do it. Sure. Okay. One of the things that I'm seeing is that your money situation is very hard to see. You're having a hard time seeing ahead and, like, knowing where the money's going to come from. Is that right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any ideas about what you're going to do in the future that you'd like to check out with me?
I don't have any ideas. I'm really up in the air. Everything's really in the air right now. And my life's changing so much that I was hoping you could kind of help me there.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what I can do. Okay. Okay. Spirit says to me that you have some assets. Is that right? You have some savings?
I actually have nothing. However, I have a lot of things that have been taken. I should have assets. I should have inheritance. But I don't know. It's kind of been taken from me. I'm trying to figure out how or if I can get it or, you know, what to do, really.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
a,
that's
a property,
the thing.
You know.
Yeah, that's the thing to focus on is your assets. So, you know, let me just see if it's a lawsuit or how to go about that.
Thank you.
You most definitely are going to need to sue for your assets. They said most definitely sue.
Gosh, do they say for which thing? Or because there's so many different areas, that's really what's got me stuck, is that I just don't know where to go first, you know, or what, who to sue, or about which problem.
Okay. Tell me, just give me a couple keywords, like who or what, just like three of them that come right off the top of your head.
Who, which state, my my inheritance of homes, the things that have been health-wise, yeah, property and the current people that have been harassing me.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. Okay, there's something about these people that are harassing you. Do they have some of your money?
They're unjustly, you know.
They're the ones that Spirit wants you to sue. Are those people? I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to get off because the show is almost over. But if you want to give me get on my website and book a reading, I'm more than happy to go through this with you in detail. Again, it's www.cindileacock.com. And thank you so much for calling in, Sharon.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, Courtney?
Yep, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Okay, great. All right, so I know a few people are working on the beginner certificate. If there is anybody who would like to win a prize on air next week, please go to the Tumblr blog, Tumblr, and type in psychic sandbox, all one word, and it'll give you all five, six psychic methods. And if you try one of them and have a result, call in right away next week, and you have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for a reading with me. And also, I'd like to emphasize again to think about getting the 90-day plan, Build Your Psychic Skills with Karen Fox, PhD. I'd really like to see people who have tuned into our show start to even develop minor psychic skills because they will serve you well. And we just need as a population to be able to help those around us as much as we can. So again, that was this Build Your Psychic Skills by Karen Fox. The book I put a pin in for you was Medical Medium by Anthony Williams. And we covered Eckhart Tolle today and about staying in the now. And so what I would like you to do is to practice every day. Bring yourself into the light. Don't think about the past. The past is ashes. Don't think about the future. Think about right now. If you have a problem or you're upset, bring in the light. Just keep bringing in the light. Okay, next week we'll turn to a modern method taught in sacred geometry using the Tree of Knowledge, and that will be another clairsentient method for invoking divine energy and feeling our energy body. Our music today is thanks to Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. Our producer has been Courtney Overfield, Psychic Medium, and she has a radio show as well. Thanks to them and to you for tuning in and sharing the sandbox with us. Don't forget to call on your sandbox angels next week. Remember to take recess every day, and then we'll be back for more fun on July 13th. July 20th. What am I saying? July 20th, Thursday at 1 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us.